As much as you prepare for another opponent, it's still trying to, get your own game in shape. And that's what we try to concentrate just about every week, is looking at elements of our game that we want to improve, to get better at. And, it's not like teams play that much different. I mean, you got to be aware of what they're doing on the power play or penalty kill, but I think there's nothing we haven't seen before. So it's just making sure that we have a good week of practice and our prep work is in good order.
Is it a trip that scares you? Because on paper, your kids might look at it and say, boy, we should win.
Well, we've all been around in athletics enough to know that, there's the old saying, everybody's eligible for a butt kicking every time you play. And, this, I'm sure, is going to be a big weekend for them. It's their first home ever Big Ten games. You know, we're coming in ranked number one, whether we deserve that or not. That's debatable. But I'm sure that's going to help get their crowds all fired up and excited for the games. I mean, we've been around enough that last year they won at Wisconsin, they won at Ohio State, and they won at Michigan State. So, they're certainly capable of beating us as we go in there this weekend. And we're back on a small sheet, so that changes the game a little bit. So we have to make sure that we just go in and play the way we need to play for our team to be successful, whether we're playing Penn State, Michigan, St. Cloud, doesn't matter.
I was going to ask you about the arena. They did put in a small sheet there.
Yeah. Okay. It's 285.
What have you heard about it?
It looks like a great, it's like anything. The latest is always usually the best, right? I mean, you build a new car, the 2014 model is a lot better than 1995 model. And it's no different when you build facilities. You look at what you can do better than what's been done. And obviously they had a lot of money to work with the tremendous donation of Mr. Pagula. And everything I've heard is they built a top-notch facility.
Good for college hockey to bring in a Penn State.
I don't think there's any question that when you can add a brand name school like Penn State in the tradition they have in their athletic department, that's good for college hockey in the long run. And the more you can bring in brand name schools like that, I think that just helps.
Where do you see their program? I know they're young, but as far as what they've been able to do so far.
Well, I mean, they've going back to last year, really their first year as far as playing a varsity schedule, they played a kind of a club schedule in year one. They're in that transition of their club players to now they've had 3 years of recruits. But the reality is, it's not like we get to keep players for 4 years, throughout our lineup either. So many times we're dealing with 3 year groups of players for 3 years at a time. So I think that they're on the cusp of pretty much being where they want to be. I think you'll see their recruiting will continue to improve now that they do have the facility built up and running. They can bring kids to games. And they've got a great location. I mean, where they're at, I mean, you put a 300-mile circle around their location, that, I mean, you're going to get to the East Coast, you're going to get up into the Ontario area, you're going to get into Detroit. There's a lot of hockey players all the way through New York that are in pretty close proximity.
It's Sunday, Monday. Kind of throw you guys off as far as your preparation?
Well, I mean, it actually for us it's good because we've got a couple guys that have been dinged up and gives them a few extra days to heal. I think that, selfishly for me, having a couple down days has been good for me to get back on my clock and everything else. And the only negative will be as we roll into the following week when you have basically one day to prepare for the following weekend. And it's not so much the short practice week. It's just, you hope you don't come out of Sunday, Monday with a lot of bumps and bruises. You don't have that extra few days to heal.
You mentioned you guys are dinged up. How are you guys health-wise going into the weekend?
Well, we've got everybody should be available. I'm not sure that everybody would be available if we played tonight, but the extra couple days, I think, should be in a position everybody should be fine.
People are wondering why this is a Monday-Tuesday series. Do you have
Sunday-Monday?
Sunday-Monday-Tuesday.
Well, Monday's game's on the Big Ten Network, so I'm assuming that plays into it as much as anything else. I think they wanted to have everybody play one Sunday, Monday. So, I mean, it works out for us. We're not in school, so it's not like we have to worry. We have a Thursday, Friday series at Madison. So other than the one Thursday, Friday, and the Sunday, Monday, everything else is Friday, Saturday, which is good.
Hey, Jason told me this is the third time you guys have been the Big Ten opener for somebody's home series.
We were at our own, but then we were at the opener at Michigan State, and we were the opener at will be the opener at Penn State. So yeah, I mean it'll sure ensure a really good crowd, and I was at actually State College in 11th grade, and I went with my dad out there when he went to spring football.